Dee Dee went to the dark side and fell in love all over again. Coffee. Hot. Rich. Black. She cradled her cup tenderly, feeling the warmth spread from the beverage to the palm of her hands to the pulse points at her wrists. That first slow inhale. Savoring. Taking her time. Welcoming a long-lost friend.
"Oh, for fuck's sake, just drink it," Phil ordered from across the conference table.
She eyed him mildly. Detective O sat next to him, Neil on the other side. This morning, O was wearing a form-fitting deep red sweater, which made her appear less city detective and more Victoria's Secret model. Neil, on the other hand, looked like he'd spent the night in the morgue, as a corpse.
"You almost never swear,"
Dee Dee said to Phil, still clutching her mug, feeling the aromatic steam waft across her senses.
"You almost never look like a Folgers commercial. O and I have been here all night. Neil's been here half the night. We want to debrief, then get some rest."
That made her feel bad. Dee Dee eyed her exhausted case team, their over-fluoresced faces, deeply bruised eyes. She didn't look any better than they did, having pulled an all-nighter herself. Only her taskmaster was smaller and more persistent.
"All right," she agreed with Phil. "Let's get this party started. You go first."
At which point, she took the first sip. Immediately, her heart quickened. She both tasted and heard the caffeine hit her bloodstream, a powerful jolt that made her want to sigh and inhale and start the whole process all over again. So she did.
"For the love of God," Phil exclaimed.
"Want a cup?"
"Yes."
Phil stormed out of the room in search of fresh Java. O shook her head. Neil folded both arms on the table and collapsed his head into them.
Just another day in paradise, Dee Dee thought,
and sipped her wonderful, lovely, how had she ever lived without it, cup of Joe. Phil returned with his own cup, and the party finally got started.